Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, Open My Heart, Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, If you live according to my teaching, you are truly my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We are descendants of Abraham, was their answer. Never have we been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be free? Jesus answered them, I give you my assurance. Everyone who lives in sin is a slave of sin. No slave has a permanent place in the family, but the Son has a place there forever. That is why if the Son frees you, you will really be free. I realize you are of Abraham's stock. Nonetheless, you are trying to kill me because my word finds no hearing among you. I tell what I have seen in the Father's presence. You do what you have heard from your father. They retorted, Our father is Abraham. Jesus told them, If you were Abraham's children, you would be following Abraham's example. The fact is, you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I have heard from God. Abraham did nothing like that. Indeed, you are doing your father's works. They cried, We are no illegitimate breed. We have but one father, and that is God himself. Jesus answered, Were God your father, you would love me. For I came forth from God, and am here. I did not come of my own will. It was he who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. My word finds no hearing among you. In today's Gospel, the Jews were so sure that they knew the truth that they couldn't be bothered to hear what Jesus was trying to tell them. They kept falling back on the assurance that they were children of Abraham, that Abraham was their father. But Abraham was blessed by God because he listened. Even though he thought he knew the truth, didn't God tell him that he was to be the father of thousands? When God asked him to sacrifice his only son, he listened and trusted that God would find a way to give him descendants. He knew intellectually, with his head, that without offspring, how could he be the fathers of thousands? Like the sand on the shores. But Abraham listened with his heart and heard that God would make all things possible. When I was in college studying music, I learned tons of head knowledge about music structure, music theory, musical forms. But it was what I learned from my heart and my experiences that stayed with me the most. I vividly remember practicing a Beethoven sonata when suddenly in the middle of my playing, I stopped and froze. But right before me was the beauty and genius of Beethoven. For in my playing, I had come across a single note that altered the entire piece. For non-musicians, there's a musical sonata form structure that composers follow, and one of the aspects of it is called recapitulation, meaning a return to the original but with a change in the harmony. And Beethoven had done it with one note. I literally froze and stared at the music, and tears formed at the pure genius of the composer. I had the head knowledge, but until I discovered it in my actual playing, it was just head knowledge. Now, I knew it with my heart. The Jews knew with their heads that they were the sons of Abraham, but they weren't listening to Jesus with their hearts. Here was the word of God right in front of them, and they were not even trying to listen. They thought they had all the truth, and they could not see the truth right in front of their hearts. if they truly opened their hearts and listened to Jesus, they would have seen the Father's love revealed in him. On our Lenten journey, we need to take time to examine our hearts. Are we still listening to the Word? Are we still open to hearing His voice? Are we ready to see a revelation in a piece of Scripture that we've read over and over again? Are we really open to seeing something new? Or have we become so proud that we're such good followers of Christ that we know it all? And how can we know it all? We are merely human, not divine. There is always new understanding, new revelation, if our hearts are open and ready to listen. Open my heart, Lord. Help me to listen.